With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Big night in Buffalo. Hit the lights. Buffalo's historic theater district will be bright with lights this evening as Curtain Up takes place.
Curtain Up tonight and tons of free entertainment all in the downtown area.
And I know you'll be there. You're probably relieved that it's finally winding down where you can go to the event itself.
I'll go to the event itself, but in the lead up to it, of course, at the theater every night.
And you have had a busy time of that. I know you have already previewed I Love Lucy in Chicago, correct?
It's been in Chicago. It's been in Los Angeles. And it's the same performers who did it in both cities, and they have come into Buffalo. Very cute show. The pretense is that you're attending a live filming of the I Love Lucy show, and they film two episodes. And these two performers are really marvelous.
Does she match the physical skills of Lucille Ball?
She is adept at physical comedy, and people react immediately when she goes into one of the signature Lucy moves. And he has all the charm of Desi Arnaz, and even in the show, sings Babalu. So you will
great.
Get to see that, yeah.
And it's great because it takes you back to that 1950s feel of being in the studio audience.
And they do the commercials live for you and all of that, you know, get ready to remember Brill Cream and those products and the inevitable contest where the prize is shampoo and that kind of thing.
And right in the theater district, we also have Nightwork.
Nightwork by Neil Raddus, who is the founder of Alleyway Theater. This is really fun. He found an episode from his family history about which he had not known. It turned out an earlier Raddus, a great-granduncle, had owned a restaurant where the Andrews Theater, Irish Classical Theater Company, is now, where during the World War I era they had rotisserie chickens in the window. Well, they used to have protective labor laws where they'd say a woman couldn't have a job that required her to, say, lift more than 15 pounds. You know, how much does a Thanksgiving turkey weigh, you know? But they were really designed to keep women, put them at a disadvantage for getting jobs. So in 1917, a law was passed saying that a waitress could not wait on table past 10 at night. And the waitresses at Raddus's worked until midnight. And so they were fined and they took it to court. Well, Neil Raddus found the transcript of this trial and in this play brings the people to life, including the women who worked at the restaurant, Statler of the Statler Hotel, the attorneys. And it's really, really intriguing. And I enjoyed it. And I think the strength of it is that he brings fully dimensioned people to life from that transcript. And it's called Nightwork. And it's at the Alleyway Theater.
Certainly an interesting little piece of history out of that small
anecdote, isn't it?
Yeah,
isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely. And also, we have another important play about Buffalo itself called Buffalo Rises by new playwrights, and it's over at Road Less Traveled.
Yes. You know, I've said for years that in order to be an important center for theater, you have got to generate new product and send it out. It's what makes Chicago, Chicago. It's what makes Louisville, Louisville. It's what made Dublin, Dublin, you know. So it's thrilling to be at the opening night and to see so many excellent local playwrights. You know, Daryl Schneider, Donna Hoke, Matthew Crane Higgins, Ibn Shabazz, Justin Karcher, just on. And each of them has written a 10-minute play, and they're all about Buffalo. And they're really good. And some of them are historical. One of them is magical reality. And they go rapidly. This is a very good sign for the health of our theater community and comes at the perfect time. Curtain Up.
Certainly does. And two of them that you mentioned that you saw, one had to do with being stuck in a snowstorm on the thruway, with which a lot of us can all relate to. And
Donna Hoke's play. And it's not just stuck in a snowstorm. It's kind of a magical snowstorm. And the car gets visited by three, sort of like Christmas Carol, isn't it? Three good Samaritans, and one brings her Tim Hortons coffee, and she's like, oh, how can I trust this? And they, well, you are from out of town, aren't you? They just, you know, there's nothing wrong with the coffee. Another brings beef on weck, and the third, I thought this was so funny, and I think Donna didn't even know she invented this, Loganberry martinis. I think that should become just a standard Buffalo offering.
That would be fabulous. In fact, you should have brought some today.
I should have brought some today. Too early in the day, Eileen.
Well, we're getting ready and warming up for Curtain Up.
Warming up for tonight.
Well, with Theater Talk, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.